Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this is an example of just showing up. These two forces of nature we have here today, along with other community members, within 2 hours' time collected 460 pounds of trash. And this was after they culled out the recycling that was collected. We have Dave Winters and Stephanie Moran of the Jefferson County, Washington Trash Task Force. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
So, Dave, did I say the name of your effort correctly? Is it Jeffco?
Yes, or? You did.
Okay. Have you thought about an acronym, Stephanie?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'm so glad you both could be on air with us today as we're approaching spring and Earth Week and Earth Month. So if I could start with you, Stephanie, I'm always interested in what motivated, it sounds like it's just the two of you started picking up separately and coalesced, but Stephanie, what's your history with trash collection and this passion of yours?
I started collecting trash when I was a young child, probably 6-7 years old, and it is a habit. It's a very addictive, and I have been doing it for many, many years.
You mentioned when we had the opportunity to kind of do a little, you know, informational, and it's you mentioned having picked up some substantial trash waste in Eastern Washington. I thought that was really powerful. If you can give us a little snapshot of what region you cleaned up with others and how much you pulled up, that was just phenomenal.
Yes, well, I used to work in a small town in North Central Washington, and I noticed one day while I was going for a walk that there was a creek at the edge of town that was full of trash. And so I put together a group of volunteers and fellow employees at the local hospital that I worked and contacted the city. They paid for our dumping fees. And within a short period of time, within, I believe it was 4 or 5 hours, we picked up 9,000 pounds of trash out of a creek.
Stunning and sobering.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was all from refrigerators and tires to plastic bottles, cans, plastic food containers, and clothing. It was everything.
Unbelievable. What year was that?
I believe that was in 2005.
So, and of course, our consumption has increased greatly as we, you know, are using deliverables through purchasing and having that sent to our homes and Costco packaging and what have you. Now, I thought it was really interesting. You said it was addictive, Stephanie, and I think, Dave, you had said something very similar. You know, there's almost, I hear kind of a meditative thing happening. Dave, tell us a little bit about your motivations and your passion in this area.
I probably don't go quite so far back as Stephanie.
That's okay.
I do remember picking up trash in college, and now that I have more time on my hands, it has really kind of become an addictive passion. I don't go anywhere without my bucket and pit stick. And if I've got, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, no matter where I'm at, I'll just hop out of my car and run up and down the street and pick stuff up. I go for a lot of walks here in Port Townsend, and I invariably take a bucket and a stick with me and just pick up stuff as I walk. It is very addictive. It's kind of like having an Easter egg hunt every day.
That's a great spin. So, Stephanie, how did you and Dave connect? And who else is kind of organizing this trash task force?
Dave and I actually literally ran into one another picking up trash.
I love it. No, it's mine. It's mine. Your stick is longer than mine. No, seriously, you met just on trash. Do you have an area that you focus on more regionally within our community? Is it, you know, beach, sidewalks, county? Either of you could answer this question if you'd like.
I pretty much do it wherever I go. I am taking care of, there's a rain garden over at QFC. I've gotten that cleaned up and stopped by there once a week or so. I've also, as a little experiment, put in one of the ashtrays, because cigarette butts is probably one of the biggest things, the most common things I see. And that has helped a bit. There's still some that are getting flipped on the ground, but it's kind of that old thing of broken windows, you know. As long as you stay on top of it, I think people are less prone to throwing things on the ground. I'm working on Thomas Street right now, which is kind of a mess. I'll frequently go down Water Street, Point Hudson. The lookout at Fort Warden above the steps tends to collect a lot of stuff, especially in the summertime. So I'll just jump the fence and go down in the brush there and pick up the stuff that's collecting down there. Pretty much all over Port Townsend and Jefferson County.
I am on your Facebook page, and I love this quote, Stephanie. It's small acts, when multiplied by millions of people, can transform the world. So here you are as two individuals. You've met, and then you're kind of like, how can we grow this? How can we make this bigger? So how did it turn into a task force, Stephanie? And did it bring us up to speed on any organized efforts that you now have grown into?
Yeah, so Dave and I, we actually lost contact with one another for about a year, wasn't it, Dave? And then we managed to meet up again, I believe. And he had told me that he was putting together, found a couple of problem areas and was putting together a little, you know, putting the word out there that he was looking for volunteers. And so I showed up that day and let him know that I had actually kind of been doing the same darn thing and that we should, we should do this together and come up with designated areas to clean and possibly meet, you know, at a certain area. And, the more volunteers we got, the more areas that we could actually work on. And get things done a little quicker and really focus on those problem areas. And so that's kind of what we've been doing. And we've actually decided now we are going to do the second and fourth Sunday of every month as the base standard of cleanup crew. And then we'll be adding dates in between those dates for some quick cleanups of some other possibly smaller areas.
Excellent.
So
if you are just joining us, this is KPTZ 91.9, and this is Missy Nielsen on Everybody Can. I am speaking with Dave Winters and Stephanie Moran. I'm telling you, folks who are dedicated to helping this place be a better place to live in as they pick up trash throughout their day just because they're out and about. And Dave would have you think it could be quite meditative. So Dave, let's go back to that concept of, okay, so the two of you are individual and now you're growing it. But if a listener has joined us and they said, well, great, but maybe I want to do this on my own, could you share some tips about best practices for picking up trash and how they might go about, what they do with it?
Sure. Part of the most important thing that I would stress is to stay safe. All you really need is a pick stick and a bucket, and you can pick up trash wherever you go. I think it's important to wear really bright clothing, especially if you're working, you know, where traffic is, which is, tends to be where the most trash is. Eye protection is not a bad idea. A lot of times you're reaching into, you know, thorny brush, protective gloves, proper footwear. I will sometimes actually wear gaiters if I know I'm going to be wading into some rose bushes to get some stuff.
Oh, interesting.
So just, you know, being really safe. Occasionally you'll find things that you want to be careful with, or maybe you don't even want to pick them up. Mm. So, you know, just got to really keep your head up and be safe. But you can do it just about anywhere, and it's really great fun.
Now, you're just a real informal volunteer effort. And then so as folks, you know, as your organization grows or as folks are doing this independently, what do you do with that trash? Because many of us have really small trash cans we're maintaining as a force to hopefully help us recycling more. Do you have suggestions for that? Or as this task force is working, do you pick up the cost personally for the deposit of that trash?
So Stephanie, we were talking about that earlier today. We would actually be happy to, you know, if somebody has a garbage bag or something, just let us know where it's at, tie it off, and we're happy to run by and pick it up if you need the location. And then we would take it to the dump, most likely sort out any recyclables before it goes, but we're happy to do that.
Well, that's another good tip, that if you have that, you're picking up trash, is to do find what is recyclable. Stephanie, if folks want to join every other Sunday, how can they reach you and how can they learn more about what you're doing?
So we'll be posting regular updates on our Facebook page, and they can also contact me via message or phone call to my cell phone.
If a listener is not on Facebook, they can call you at what number?
509-429-3966.
And your Facebook page is a group page, right? Do they have to be accepted into that, or is it an individual? What is the nomenclature or the title of your Facebook page?
It is open to the public. You do not have to be a member.
I'm looking at a Facebook page right here, and I just want to make sure I've got it correct. It's Jeffco.wa Trash Task Force. So if they just started by putting in Jeffco, they could probably find the rest of it, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. You have posted some really amazing things, and I think it's important to call that out for listeners who are thinking, oh, do I want to join these two hooligans that are wearing waders and rose bushes? But I would encourage listeners to go to that Facebook page, because you've posted fantastic pictures of not only mapping, you know, outcome, locations. I really was impressed. Who's posting those maps? Is that you, Dave?
Stephanie,
that's very clever. And I just think that's a great way to kind of say, this is how far we travel in a situation. Is that kind of like a... Is it reflecting a standard outing of pickup, kind of, Stephanie?
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's cool.
Those will be the areas that we'll be working in. So if you don't make it to the start, you know, maybe a few minutes late getting there, you can always join us because, you know, like I said, I will put those maps on and you'll see where we are working. And anybody is welcome to come join us.
And the meeting place, you have a meeting place typically, or that changes every time you plan it?
Yeah, so I actually received permission from Jefferson County Transit to meet in their parking lot across from Safeway.
Excellent.
Yeah, so if there is not a specific address posted, that is our main meeting place.
And Dave's suggestions for best tips would apply to a volunteer showing up on those Sundays, is to the gloves, the bags, the graspers or picks, and good solid clothing. I have to ask, what's the most unusual thing you have picked up, Dave, on your forays into our neighborhoods and beyond?
The most unusual thing I found was a $10 bill.
Well, I'm having a hard time imagining that as trash.
No, that one didn't go into the bucket.
How about you, Stephanie? Anything that kind of stands out as like, what is this doing here?
Oh, my gosh, Missy.
Don't get me started.
You wouldn't believe the strange things, from goose eggs to single spiked heel shoes, small refrigerators, vacuum cleaners.
Oh, that can get quite expensive if you guys are picking up the cost of disposing it. I hope that someone listening might say, hey, I can't walk or I can't join you, but I'd like to help offset the cost. Or maybe there will be some networking with you folks with either Local 2020 or our city to help you out with that part of the process. Again, we just have a little bit of time left, and I don't want to miss the opportunity for folks to know that they're talking, listening to Jefferson County Washington Trash Task Force, the community of Port Townsend, Stephanie and Dave. What's your shout out? Should people want to reach you? If they're not on Facebook, again, Stephanie, that number, if you wouldn't mind sharing it.
509-429-3966.
And Dave, I'm imagining in the month of April, you're going to be having those Sundays kind of scheduled on your Facebook. Is that where they're going to find most of the information for scheduling?
Yep, that's the best place to look.
Wow. You know, I'm amazed at how quickly these programs go. And I'm really excited because in the month of April, we're featuring not only you, but we have some awesome students coming up, and they happen to be part of the reason why we have a straw ban. And they're also keen on connecting with you on a beach cleanup. So I'm excited to have you get together with those guests that'll be featured in April. So, Stephanie, is there anything else you'd like to have our listeners know about your efforts picking up for our community?
We'd like to thank a couple of local businesses, Henry's Hardware, Port Townsend Vineyards, the Pizza Factory, and Seal Dog Coffee for their participation as well.
Awesome. Awesome. And it sounds like there could be some donations in kind that could be helpful if people can't participate in the picking up itself. What a wonderful community. I love it that we've got business partners helping with these efforts. Thanks for joining me today. I tell you, the show goes so quickly with all these fascinating, wonderful, community-committed members, and I appreciate all that you're both doing.
Thank you, Missy.
I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Taylor Clark, and the editing is in the masterful hands of Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and compelling conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. If you missed part of this program or wish to hear previous episodes, you can join us on the web at kptz.org. Now, remember, send an email to everybodycan@kptz.org if you know someone who stepped up like these folks or have suggestions for our program. Now go out, get involved, wear your gloves, and pick up some trash. You're